Hey, I told you to move the beans.
All you have to do is move it.
Move the beans.
Hey, move the beans.
M-O-V-E.
This is the Move the Beans podcast. Stories of ordinary habits that have extraordinary results. Here's your host, Dan Abaticola.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Move the Beans podcast, stories of ordinary habits that have extraordinary results. Well, since the last time I left you, a lot of things have changed in the world. We are under a worldwide pandemic. There is no toilet paper left on the shelves. People are just crazy hoarding stuff. So first and foremost, I hope you're well and safe and your family's doing good adjusting to all these changes. Speaking of changes, I am in the home studio, Studio 33, under the tub. So you might hear some background noise of some things going on, maybe a little girl taking a bath or vacuuming. That's just the way it goes in the podcast world. But other than that, everything is kind of normal. Also, our guests are remote. They are safely tucked away in their homes, sheltering, doing what they need to do on a daily basis. So I thought it'd be kind of fun to hear from three average, ordinary, awesome guys in my community, guys that I've known for a while, and see how they're adjusting to living under a worldwide pandemic for the first time. They're not experts in any field, but they're just guys who are trying to adjust with family and work and maybe developing some different habits that we all can kind of learn from. And our conversation was pretty fun too. So hopefully you enjoy this episode, episode 22, the first of many of our coronavirus episodes, I'm sure. So let's jump into the new studio, Studio 33, under the tub with a few of my buddies. Hello, boys. How are you doing today?
Good evening.
Hey, how are you?
Okay, so for you guys listening out in the studio audience there, we are sequestered in our homes. And when I say we, I'm talking our guest for this podcast, episode 22. We have an alumni of the podcast. His name is Ray Fredericks from episode 12. What's going on, Ray?
Well, sitting down in my basement, you know, par for the course. No, just, sequestered away.
Yeah. Okay. So we have Ray Fredericks, episode 12. You know, Ray, he designs toys for like Happy Meals. And he was the one that I think you like to spend retirement in Montana, just like chasing after bear or something like that, right?
Dinosaurs, paleontology.
Dinosaurs. That's what I forgot. So yeah, Ray, an expert in podcasting, episode 12, if you haven't listened to it, search the catalog of Move the Beans and you can hear Ray. But Ray's here. Also, a friend of mine is Dave Catris. What's going on, Dave?
Good evening. How you doing, Dan?
Good. Where are you sheltered safely at?
Well, you know, I'm on the north side of town here in the Oakwood subdivision. I'm a stone's throw away from Ray Fredericks and quite honestly, working from home.
Okay. Are you in a dumpster or where are you at? Because you sound like you're really echoey all of a sudden.
You know, they've put me in a dumpster a few times, but no, okay. I'm in a bedroom.
A bedroom. Okay. Okay, so we have Ray Fredericks, Dave Catris, and then our final guest, our third guest, Mr. Rick Risden. What's going on, Rick?
Hey, Dan, how are you tonight?
Is that the longest you've been quiet for your whole life or what?
No, I'm married.
I don't even think, does that even make sense?
It does to the guys who are laughing.
I guess so. Hey, so thanks for being here, guys. And what we want to do is, if you guys have been watching all this, you know, coronavirus stuff, and you watch some news conferences, you're listening to podcasts or just like radio or whatever, you're watching the news telecast, everybody has their experts on. And what I thought would be cool is have just kind of average, ordinary guys that are kind of just thrown into this worldwide pandemic. Everyone's schedule has changed. And out of those changes, I think probably a lot of people have developed some different habits that are causing them maybe it's kind of too early to kind of see if it's being successful or you're going to anything extraordinary, but we've been all asked to kind of adjust what we do on a daily basis for the good of health for us, our family, you know, for the whole world or whatever. And so we're going to talk a little bit about habits, what you're doing now. I'm sure we're all, well, maybe a few of you guys are working from home, but what's changed during the pandemic, and, you know, we'll kind of figure out, you know, what the best practices are and what you guys are doing. Maybe we can help people kind of adjust their different daily schedules. But I guess the first question I want to ask you guys is kind of on the scale of 1 to 10, your anxiety level with this worldwide pandemic, people looting, you know, people buying like toilet paper and stocking up like crazy. I mean, like, what is your anxiety level, Ray? How are you doing with the whole pandemic thing?
You know, I'm doing pretty well with it. Just trying to stay grounded.
Yeah.
I mean, it is unprecedented.
So like on a scale, I'm going to scale from like 1 to 10. Like, where are you at? Where are you at on a daily basis, you think?
Probably 2 or 3. I've been staying pretty busy.
Okay. So you've been so busy. And are you working from home?
Yeah. Yeah. I've got my whole setup here. So I've been working from home since the 12th.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So you're kind of at a low anxiety level, which is good. I don't think you should be stressed out too much. We should do what we can, but you know, we shouldn't let it kind of rule our lives. Rick, what about you? What are you doing?
I am still working full time. I'm an engineer for Canon Medical. So I go to hospitals every day to maintain their diagnostic imaging equipment. And my anxiety level's probably at about a 5 right now, only because I get nervous walking in and out of hospitals every day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's great. Now, do you notice that, are they only in the Chicagoland area are you at?
Pretty much Northern Illinois, but in the last couple of weeks, I've been pretty much maintaining the Chicago area only.
Okay.
Trying to only go places where they really need me at this point.
Okay. So have you found out that hospitals are a little busier than they usually are, or what's going on?
Actually, some of the hospitals that I go to are a lot less busy. I mean, for example, Elmhurst Hospital, which is right in our backyard, if I go to their center for health, the parking lot's half empty. So I don't know what that's all about. If they're, people are just not going to the hospital unless they have symptoms of COVID, I don't know. But it seems to be a lot less busy now than it has been in weeks past.
Did you just throw down the technical term?
Which one
did
was
you
that?
Say? You just said COVID?
COVID.
I think I've been calling it the coronavirus.
Well, Rick is in the medical industry, all right?
Yes, that's true. Yes. Yeah, so maybe that's what he's hitting me with some technical terms there.
The Rona.
Wait till he starts spouting Latin.
you speak Latin too?
Pig Latin. Urshe.
Okay. Okay, Dave, what about you? What are you doing? Are you working from home? What's your anxiety level?
Anxiety level is, I would say, anywhere from a 2 to 3. I do work from home right now. I currently run an inventory management crew that services, believe it or not, retail store supplies that are consumed at retail locations.
Okay.
So this has been...
I have no idea what that means.
Well, would you like to know?
Yes, I would. We got about 55 more minutes, so I would.
So let's say that you went shopping at maybe a Target or probably more up your speed, Victoria's Secret. We provide them all the products that are consumed at store level. So anything from the register roll that you walk out of the store with, to the shopping bag, or maybe the hanger that the product is hung on in the stores, or any of the janitorial supplies in the restrooms or cleaning supplies to keep the stores clean. And think about it this way. If there's disinfectants, toilet tissue, hand sanitizers, anything within that store that's consumed by the associates or the consumer, we provide that to them. And our client base is all over the world. So
okay. Now, have you found since the whole pandemic kind of breakout with like say hand sanitizer, paper towel or whatever, has your business gone up a little bit or what?
It's insane.
Really?
Well, the market space that we're in is specifically the retail stores.
Okay.
We're owned by a larger group that services grocery chains. So our business was gangbusters until about 2.5 weeks ago.
Okay.
For all those types of supplies. But unfortunately, fortunately or unfortunately, depending on how you want to look at it, retail stores are all shuttered right now. So most of the department stores, any of the non-essential locations are all closed down. So we're not seeing a ton of business, which that created another issue in my world.
Yeah.
And as Ray will tell you, Ray's also very astute when it comes to supply chain. We basically had to shut off goods coming to our distribution centers from all over the world, and shut things down. And, you know, when you have goods and services that have lead times of excess of 120 days, and you're in the midst of manufacturing, it really creates a large issue with process.
Yeah. So even though you're a little bit busier now, you think it's going to tail off a little bit more, though?
Yeah, I foresee in the next few weeks, things are going to start, next week and a half. We're forecasting that some of the reactive work we're doing to address specifically the COVID issue that we're seeing is going to slow down. And then we're going to have to really retrench and retool our business because we know retail's not going to perform as it did in the past. We think that there's going to be a full sea change with how retail comes back to market in the, you know, weeks and months and years to come.
Yeah, when it eventually does. Yeah, because my Monday through Friday job, I work in the, like the lighting and solar industry, and then I'm a pastor also. So it's like, so they shut down services because we rent space out of a school. So that's been over for a little bit. But as far as my Monday through Friday job, you know, they said electricians is still essential kind of work. So we're still kind of working. But it's like the last thing small businesses want to see is like, hey, you know, the world's coming to an end. Do you want to buy some new LED lights? I mean, that's just, people aren't even thinking about that right now. They're thinking about hoping their business stays open, you know, for the...
Yeah, instead of capital expenditures. Yeah.
So nothing's, I mean, changed on my part. We're still working, but I think as we kind of move into this a little bit more, you're going to see just businesses change or not be there, or, you know, if it even lasts longer, who knows what happens to some businesses. So it's kind of unclear. I guess my anxiety level, you guys didn't ask. I guess you guys don't care about my well-being.
How you doing, Dan?
Thank you, Rick. I appreciate that.
Wow.
Yeah, shut the hell up.
I'm not real like anxious, but I know change is coming. I think it's coming for everybody. I think, you know, living through this, I think everybody's industry, everyone's lives are going to change a little bit or drastically depending on who you are and what you do, you know, and how you look at the world, I think. So it's just a weird time to be living.
I think it's going to be a whole different business model. Absolutely. A whole different paradigm we got going on here.
Yeah. 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 So, Dave, you said you were working from home now, right? That's different. So you don't usually, do you ever work at home or is this completely brand new?
I work at home on evenings and weekends when need be. But for the most part, I'm either in my office in Morton Grove or we have a secondary office up in Minneapolis. So one of the two locations is where I'm at usually. With a little bit of travel to clients.
Okay, so how are you coping with, you know, working at home? You have an office set up? Are you doing it on the couch? Are you sitting at the living room table? Or, you know, what's going on there?
I sit at the dining room table. I've got to, you know, set up a screen, got my laptop, an extra keyboard, mouse. And my wife works from home now at this point in time. My son is actually home also doing his thing for school. He was at U of I, but now that they've shut down the campus, he's going to school remote. So beginning in the morning, everybody kind of goes to their separate spaces and starts their day.
Okay, so Dave, you're working from home. Now, you have two kids living with you right now?
Actually, my daughter lives in the city, but as of this evening, she's returned to the nest for a few days.
Okay, so you have a total of four people at home. Your guys are going off to your own separate corners of the house. How is that adjusting everybody home? Do you find yourself more productive, less productive? Is it harder to work from? I would find it impossible to work from home.
I've found in the current business environment we're in, it's okay because I'm on conference calls now from starting as early as 7 a.m. till 6 p.m. at night. And yeah, it's crazy. It's I'm getting killed with conference calls. It's been a lot different than my standard workday when I was at the office. I had a fair amount of conference calls, but with all this triage of trying to reset the business, it's been a lot more of that. Now, relative to what Kim and the kids are doing, I see them through the course of the day, but I kind of stay focused in my own world, except for lunch breaks and that kind of thing.
Huh. Okay, so Ray, you're working from home now, right?
I got my whole setup. I've got a... got my laptop. I've got my Wacom tablet, which I use for drawing my concepts on. Got a scanner here. So I've got the whole setup. I've sequestered myself. It's a corner of the basement where I have my drawing table. It's a pretty big drawing table. I've got everything laid out.
Okay. So how many people do you have at home though?
There's four total. So I got both kids are home.
Okay.
Wife's working from home.
Are they busy doing work? Everybody's busy?
Yeah. So Meg's going to graduate school. So that's ramping up again. She does work. So she's doing that offsite. So is Trish.
Okay.
And then Dan's back here. And I believe his e-schooling is going to be starting up shortly.
Oh, okay. Oh, it hasn't even started yet. Okay. So how are you, because I know you manage a team. So how are you managing a team from your house? And obviously they're in their homes too, right?
We're doing a lot of Microsoft Teams. I don't know if you know about that, but that's pretty cool. We do WebEx, we do Zoom. One thing is there is a lot more meetings because you're just trying to communicate and keep everybody in sync. with projects. So yeah, we are in the middle of a project right now. So
yeah,
you know, between email and texting and then these meetings, you know, I'm fairly straightforward busy, you know, from beginning to end. So, you know, I might rarely go upstairs, but I really don't see anybody from, you know, 8 to 5:30.
And I think that's probably how your family wants it, correct?
Oh, if they could, they'd lock that door. They put a couple 16 penny nails in it.
Till 6:30.
Till 6. So, but you're like, a lot of your job is like hands-on, like creating stuff and like with the team. So how do you guys do that? Do you do that, but with like the Zoom conferencing, are you looking at people do stuff or what's going on there?
On Microsoft Teams, you could throw files in there. So we'll have, what we've done is set up a PowerPoint and everybody throws their toy concepts in there.
Okay.
So everybody logs in, they go and upload whatever, you know, art files they have, throw it in the deck. Maybe they'll write a description of what it is, what they're talking about, how it relates back to the program. And then we go through it. And
so you kind of have to be tech savvy like Dave is.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes, exactly.
We were going to record this last evening, but I guess Dave's dial-up service at his house, I guess the neighbor was putting in a new fence and he hit the line underground or something. Come on.
He was too busy cruising MySpace.
Do you still have a MySpace page, Rick?
Do I? Sure. You don't?
if you listeners out there, Rick, what is your? Can they find you easily on Facebook? I know you're on Facebook. Are you on any other kind of social media, Rick?
No, Facebook is about it. That's about all I can handle at this point.
What's your handle on Tinder? So people can find you.
Thick Rick. Well, you know.
No, I don't know. And yes, well, no, I was just going to say, if you ever want to laugh, find Rick on Facebook, you know, friend request him. He would totally answer that request pretty quickly. So
Rick's a pretty funny guy.
Rick would make you laugh pretty good. I mean, there's a very small... Yeah, there's a small percentage of people in this world that make me laugh. And like Rick is definitely in that team photo. So kudos to you, Rick.
Oh, thanks, Dan.
Hey, no problem.
That's awesome.
Hey, Ray, I guess you and I are chopped liver.
Well, you guys aren't chopped. Wow. You guys aren't chopped liver. You're just not funny.
Can we hear more about the grocery bag industry there, Dave?
That pays his, that like, that supplies, you know, money for his family. What are you? Yeah, I guess so. Rick, you said you don't really work out of an office. You're always on location.
Yeah, I don't work out of an office. I go to different locations, different hospitals throughout, you know, the northern part of Illinois and pretty much up to Milwaukee for sometimes, but not a lot of Wisconsin calls. But lately, just the Chicago area for the most part.
Okay, so I know your high schooler is home because high school shut down. Yep. Bobby's back from college, right?
Bobby's back and he's been doing e-learning. He's been taking exams, you know, looking at lectures online and all that. And yeah, he's going to finish up the semester at home.
Yeah, like everybody. And then does your wife work or does she just shop at Jewel?
She does accounting for a law firm and she, as of last week, is working full-time at home now.
Oh, okay. Okay. So how's that for them? Is it like a big transition for them, all three of them at home at the same time working or no?
It's a big transition because every day at around 11 o'clock when the boys are looking for someone to make them lunch and they see the mom sitting there, kind of doesn't make her too happy because she's trying to work. And I know what you guys are talking about, trying to get work done at home with kids, even if the kids aren't bothering you. When you're at home, there's a thousand other things you want to do besides work.
Oh yeah. I wouldn't be able to sit here and be productive during the day. There's just too much going on. Our house is small. I have like 1,000 kids. And so it just would be too much going on. I wouldn't be able to concentrate because I'm like, if I hear like a little noise or something shiny, I got to look and it just wouldn't be productive for me. So I got to get out of the house. And so, okay. So, and I don't know who can answer first, but how have things changed for better or for worse, like working from home? Ray, what about you?
You know, in some ways it's worse because, you know, there's a lot more meetings now. There's a lot more touch points. So, you know, trying to, you know, get a good block of time and to really just like create and ideate, it's a little tougher, but I do seem to be more focused because, you know, I am down here in the bunker and, you know, nobody bugs me. which is, like I said, which is great.
Nobody.
And so your focus is a little bit better because you're by yourself. You don't even have a team kind of bothering you unless you're like doing meetings with them or whatever.
You know, between texting, emails, you know, there is a lot of that.
What is that? I know a lot of people are using that Zoom thing now. What is that Zoom?
It's just like WebEx. It's you call in everybody, you know, you can, it's just like Microsoft Teams where you can log in, you can opt in, either have, you know, video, you can share your screen. It is voice too. So, you know, you just kind of talk about, you know, the project, what's going on.
And can you see the people that you're talking to?
Yeah. You can opt either to have the video camera on or off.
And what do you opt for?
What do you do?
I wish we had a video camera right now, Dan, because I just wonder what the heck you're wearing.
Or not.
I'm wearing a black hoodie and a rubber horse head.
Sounds about right. Yeah,
that's totally right. Well, do you keep your camera on for your team to see?
Yeah. Yeah. Because sometimes we, you know, we'll hold up some of the concepts, or if somebody's talking about something and they don't understand it, we'll quickly draw something and then put it up on screen, show it like, hey, this is what I'm talking about.
They're probably drawing a dartboard on their screen.
Yeah. Yeah.
People, I told you, Rick was funny.
Yeah. I'm still waiting.
Okay. So how is your team, like, how is it managing a team? Are they stressed out? Did you sense yourself finding like your team a little bit more higher in anxiety? I mean, you having a hard time pulling work out of them, or are they adjusting pretty good too?
Well, I mean, I think the hardest thing was everybody getting into the system, being able to access the servers, being able to get into Microsoft Teams and stuff, such. I mean, our IT team had to do a, you know, Herculean effort to get everybody synced up, because a lot of people have like older Macs, so everybody's different. And it's just, like I said, getting everybody up on the same page. I think that was the hardest thing, but everybody's finally up and in meetings and everything works.
That's got to be frustrating, because I think I experienced that last night working with someone who didn't even know how to turn on a computer.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, David, I have to defend myself now here. Dave, go ahead. Until 8:40 p.m. last night, you sent this link. I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know that there were limitations that you had of a specific browser. You clearly did not preface this to any of us. You just kind of threw it at us without any proper planning, which is one of my pet peeves in life, Dan. So if you want to continue down this path, I will continue it also.
Okay, so he just admitted that he just admitted that I did the exact same, like I threw all that stuff at you guys. No one was different. So all three of you got it thrown at you at 8:40. Rick was on in about 12 seconds. Ray was on about 16 seconds. And then it took Dave 25 hours.
He's here.
The reality is this. I was trying to hook up via my work laptop, which I don't have administrative access to download software on. I then went to go see what my wife was doing, and she was on a Zoom conference with a bunch of her lady friends, so I couldn't use her laptop, and I didn't want to fire up an old Mac that we have. And I said, screw it. I don't have the time for it. I don't have the patience for it. We'll do it on another day.
Now, Rick said that you were out in your backyard swimming, working off your frustration.
No, wasn't swimming. I wasn't swimming.
Did you choke the dog, or what were you doing?
No, I kicked the dog a little bit. But that's
whose dog?
Oh, that's great.
Who's right?
Do you have a dog?
Me, no. But Ray does.
Oh, so you went over to Ray's house to kick his dog?
Yeah, he doesn't know. He was in the
You don't have to have a dog to kick a dog.
No, I guess not. Okay. So Dave, as you were yelling at me, and like your little your lines on your voice recording here went really high. I mean, you could show your anger on this voice scanner.
Didn't you like that?
I know you were talking a lot, but the only thing I heard was, "Get off my grass, you young punk."
No, that's not the case.
That's all I heard.
You're a very sensitive person.
Well, you know, when you're a star of a worldwide podcast during a worldwide pandemic, you know, I'm a little sensitive these days.
All I can tell you is $37 later, you are a star.
Yeah. 3743. Okay. Get it right.
Yes, sir.
Get it right. Okay. What? Okay. So Dave, so now that you're fully on here, we appreciate you being here. What kind of, what habits have changed or things that you had to adjust with your team, or do you work, you know, pretty much by yourself, or you're just kind of going in and out of a team, or how does that look like for you?
No, I've got a team of about 50 folks in both offices. So the challenge has been to keep everybody focused and motivated, because what my team does is buy. That's the responsibility. And unfortunately, we're not buying right now.
Yeah.
Because we're not selling anything right now because retail stores are closed. So we're doing the exact opposite. We're canceling. So it's a different concept. You just got to, you know, look at the supply chain and make different decisions. Now, relative to being productive and habits, I find that I'm up earlier.
Yeah.
I'm starting work earlier because I don't have to go through the whole rigmarole of driving all the way up to the office.
Putting on makeup, picking out a dress.
Mm-hmm. The pantyhose, Dan. I'm telling you, I don't have to wear the pantyhose every day.
Over your head.
But you probably still do.
You still?
But no, I find that, believe it or not, I'm working a lot more hours. I feel I'm more productive, even though I feel I'm dragged down in more meetings. But what I noticed is at work, I'd always have what I'd call drive-by meetings where folks would walk by the office and say, hey, can I talk to you about this? Talk to you about that. It doesn't happen as much.
Yeah.
Folks are more sensitive to the fact that if you want to have a chat with me, you can either call my cell or we set up an appointment. And that's really how I've tried to manage the day and stay productive.
Yeah. Move the beans. So as far as you working with the people that on your team or like the 50 people that you work with, are most of them local to the Chicagoland area, or they are kind of all over the or Midwest or country or whatever?
I've got folks in Chicagoland. I've got, as I said, folks in Minneapolis. I have a few associates on either coast. And then that's the immediate team that reports up to me. But the rest of the organization is really centralized here in Chicagoland. But we also have offices in New York, as I said, Minneapolis. We have some of our sales folks are embedded at client sites around the country. So it's, you know, it's interesting. It's dynamic.
Yeah. So now do you find yourself having to be like the boss who is, or the guy in charge, like who has to encourage folks, or you find people are wigging out a little bit, or and Ray, you can even answer this too. Is it like, you find yourself almost like parenting in some cases, almost helping people kind of adjust with their new kind of reality, you know?
Well, I mean, I'm always asking, hey, what are you guys working on? Here's the focus that we need to be, you know, prioritizing today, tomorrow, so that they understand that, you know, there's still a lot going on, even though we're not selling a lot of product at this point in time. And that's just trying to make sure that everybody is fully engaged, fully employed, and providing value to the organization. Now, I also rely on my managers, who are supposed to be, you know, in direct contact with all the remainder of the team. And, you know, I kind of give them, hey, these are the key things that we as a department need to be focusing on. And they carry that message through, and they're having a lot of one-on-one talks with some of the associates. So that works well too.
You find yourself, is it more, or maybe you haven't even come to this level yet, whoever wants to answer too, is just checking on people's kind of like mental state? I mean, have you ever even gone there yet? Or is it still kind of new? You're not really even at that level yet.
I think when with a lot of our conference calls, we start out with, I'll call it a health check, where we ask, how is everybody doing? Is, you know, is everybody healthy? Is anybody, you know, or a family member become sick? How's everybody doing? Do you have any issues with connecting into the office? Some of it I consider administrative, where you're just wanting to make sure that the folks are okay, they're on board, and they're not having issues. So we always try and cover that at the beginning of our calls with the team.
Yeah. Ray, how about you?
Well, you know, with us, we follow an established process when we work on a program. So everybody knows what they've got to do. Everybody, you know, we've developed this timeline, and everybody knows what their role is with it. So it's a pretty finely tuned engine. So, you know, we'll do that. And like Dave says, you know, you ask how people are doing, you know, and then I'll just make sure they've got everything they need. You know, hey, can you log in here? Can you get there? Do you have access to the servers? You know, if they don't, it's like, okay, let's get IT on the phone. Let's see what we can do.
Yeah. Is it ever a point where you kind of sense someone kind of just is having a bad day or a bad moment because of everything going on in the world? You haven't yet, but have you checked in on someone just, you know, personally, like, hey, how you doing? What's going on? I feel like maybe you're stressed out or whatever, or you haven't even.
Yeah. I mean, definitely, you know, you have your little side calls and stuff like that where, you know, you make sure that everybody's doing okay. You know, that there's, you know, certain situations that some people have. There are people, you see these people, you know, more, if you think about it, you see these people more than you see your family during the week. You know, you're with them 8-10 hours a day, 5 days a week. So, yeah, you develop relationships and not to consider them human, I think, you know, would be just, you know.
A shortcoming.
Yeah, a shortcoming.
Exactly. Yeah, totally.
Hey, Rick, have you seen a lot of difference in your role, Rick, when you're going in and out of the facilities? You'd mentioned that you see there's a lot less people. Are you finding that when you go in and out that it's easier to engage in social interaction, or is it harder?
It's actually become a lot easier for me because, well, first of all, I don't know, you guys are working from home, but traveling into the city lately has just been awesome as far as traffic goes. I mean, there is nobody on the roads. It's pretty cool. I can take 290 from downtown at 5 o'clock and be home in 25 minutes.
Wow.
Never.
Really?
I mean, that's usually an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
As far as hospitals go, I mean, everyone seems to be, most people seem to be okay, but there's a lot of people in hospitals right now that, you know, everyone's wearing a mask, it seems like, or a lot of people are wearing masks. And just walking through the corridors, everyone seems to be pretty much focused on everyone they pass. Just everyone's looking at each other, which is kind
of, wow.
Really?
Are you mindful of the whole hand washing thing? Are you like touching doorknobs? Are you wearing gloves? What's going on with you?
I wear a mask into the hospital. And then when I get to my destination, depending on if I'm dealing with any people in the room, I'll take the mask off if I'm not dealing with anybody. But if I am actually working around people, I try and keep my distance. And yeah, we wear gloves and washing the hands. I mean, I wash my hands a lot more now than I ever did.
Yeah.
And every time I touch anything in a hospital, just kind of makes me, you know, think twice about touching anything else.
So when you're on site, are there sinks and soap and all that available to you in the areas you're at?
Always within an arm's reach. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, Rick, definitely. Does your work supply like all your protective, your
people? Well, that's, yeah. You know what? Not normally, but for the last 2 weeks, last Monday and yesterday morning, I got packages with aprons in there, gloves, masks.
Great.
And booties for my feet.
That's actually brilliant.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool.
Do you wear the booties?
At home, I do.
Do they go over your pumps, Rick?
Does it do harm then? What?
Do they go over your pumps? Okay, so this is what I noticed.
I hope you're talking about my cool Reebok pumps that I still wear.
Yeah, totally. And this is what I noticed really, and this is really cool, but also pretty disgusting because, so I go in the bathrooms a lot, like whether at the office building and like I wash my hands and I'm like a germaphobe anyway. So this is like right up my alley, this whole, every wash your hands. And I'm always grabbing doorknobs with like paper towel or whatever.
I always do too.
I always keep a thing of like baby wipes in my car. And no matter where I go, if I'm pumping gas, I've done this all my life, pretty much. I'm always pumping gas with a baby wipe in my hand. So I'm always,
really?
So this is like, yeah, this is right up my alley, this whole pandemic thing. I'm like, this is my sweet spot. But this is what I noticed. I go in the bathrooms now and I turn on the water, and you turn on the hot water. Usually, typically it would, you know, you would wait about 10, 12 seconds before it turned hot because no one uses hot water or no one washes their hands. That's what pisses me off. But now you turn on the hot water and it's instantly hot, which tells me people are washing their hands.
Everyone's using
because the water's hot. Rick, do you work alone or do you work with someone else?
Typically, I work alone, but lately we're training a new guy, so he's kind of tailing me these days. And also, if we have a job to do that requires more than one person, I also team up. I have a couple of coworkers who live in Wisconsin who come down and help me also, or I'll go up there to help them sometimes.
So you're working with, obviously, you're working with someone else lately. You're doing that.
Yes. Yeah, we hired
him
so 3 weeks ago.
Oh, great. He's just when everything hit.
With me.
Interesting time to start a new gig, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Is this what's happening now in the world? Is this better for your industry or the same, or what do you think?
That has yet to be seen. I mean, I don't think we're, you know, construction, I think, is being put on hold at hospitals right now, because I know we sold a couple of labs coming up, and the meetings that are happening right now are actually, they're not happening right now. Everything's being put on hold, kind of. So it's it has yet to be determined how it affects us. Right now, it's just pushing everything back weeks at a time.
Yeah. But you're still working a regular schedule, everything. I mean, you're still moving like it's normal.
Yep. Definitely.
Yeah. You see that changing anytime in the future or no?
No, not until the whole, you know, I guess after April 30th, we'll find out, right?
Yeah. I think that'll be the key. How long do you guys, Dave and Ray, how long do you guys think you can kind of like work from home, but kind of exist as normal? Like, so we're 30 days out now again, April 30th for us here in Illinois. I know some states governors have said, one state I heard was like maybe mid-May. And then one was like up to June already. They already called for it. So
hear that. Wow.
Yeah. I heard,
there's a few states that aren't even doing it yet.
They're not even doing anything. Yeah, I think Arizona just did it, and I was there this weekend. And you know, you go to Walmart; it was like almost like the couple of days before Christmas. It was so crowded. You know, like Walmart didn't have. I mean, Arizona didn't have any kind of rule set up. It just happened like yesterday or today. Okay, so you work this way for the next 30 days. What are you kind of anticipating after that? If it's still going on, or if it stops and everything kind of goes back to normal, you think your industries come back really quick? You think you get back in the same habits of going to the office, kind of it's business as usual? How do you kind of see that working out?
I think it's going to be slow going, if you ask me. I think there's going to be little tests. It's going to be like, okay, we'll get, you know, so many people in the office, make sure you guys are separated enough. You know, before they closed their office, they made sure there was hand sanitizer, Lysol wipes, things like that. So I just think there's going to be a lot more social distancing, even with people in the office. And our work has changed, you know? McDonald's Happy Meals rely a lot on movies, entertainment. And if the movie studios are delaying or postponing movies, you know, feature films, it's going to affect Happy Meal timeline. So, you know, it's throwing things into chaos.
So Rick, I think you need to probably continue to eat your Happy Meals. I think that'll help out Ray's industry.
I usually eat three of them.
Thank you, Rick.
Three a day or three at one meal? And if it's three at one meal, you probably have a lot of extra toys if you can drop them over.
Ton of toys.
Yeah, just, and don't bother coming in. Just put them on the porch real quick and then just drive off.
You got it.
It's a little bit safer. Okay, so Dave, what are you thinking about your industry and how's it looking to change after 30 days if it kind of just, if all this ends?
So we've already had some conversations with a lot of our key retailers. So we kind of know what their phased approach into reopening stores is going to be. And it's going to be a slow and gradual march to start having stores reopen throughout the country. So it's, you know, we're expecting to see some pain.
Yeah. Yeah. I think every industry is going to do that. So, okay. So you guys, we're all busy kind of working, doing our thing. It's a little bit switched up. Our habits have changed a little bit. What about kind of managing along with our wives, like your household and like dealing with kids, and now they're doing school online? What kind of adjustments have you had to make in your own household, and kind of how you lead in those areas? Has it changed a ton, or is it just kind of like everybody's just kind of figuring out as they go?
It's changed to the point where you're trying to keep the kids entertained all day is another big thing. I mean, they're bored out of their minds, and you know, the 20-year-old, he wants to go out and socialize, and he can't, and some of his buddies are still doing it, and it's a tough situation to try to explain to them that it's for their own good to not be out and about. And you know, it's rough right now.
Yeah. So with your kid, he still has friends that are kind of out and about doing whatever.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. So is he kind of wondering, why can't I do it? Or is it, there's some tension there, or does he understand the concept? He just wishes he could go out.
I think he understands the concept, and he's not really fighting, you know, he's not really fighting me on the point of going out, but you could tell he's frustrated. He wants to go out and he wants to do things, you know.
He's 20 years old. He's 20. A sophomore in college. Yeah. So
time of your life.
Supposed to be. How about Dave or Ray? How about you guys? What does it look like different at home?
So I think in our scenario, the kids have adjusted. They get it. They get that they need to limit themselves, limit the exposure, limit the risk. And I mean, it was I would say for the first 2 weeks when Adam was back from school, he was extremely frustrated. I mean, this was, as Rick said, time of your life. He was away at school. He had adjusted to living on his own, you know, his own set of rules, if you will. But now he's, you know, back under the roof and he's trying to do something new with e-learning, as are, you know, Rick and Ray's kids. And it's, you know, it's a big adjustment. I mean, it's a new world order. So,
yeah, but totally.
Plus being quarantined.
Wait, sorry. Who is that?
That was my wife walking through the room.
Sorry.
Wow. Finally, someone with a personality on the podcast. Can she sit in for the rest of the hour?
She's walked away already.
Oh, okay, good. Okay, so, and what I was thinking with Adam too, Dave, is like he's a freshman in college. Like, you know, like Hannah's a sophomore, Bobby's a sophomore, Danny's a sophomore. Junior. So, he's a junior. That's right. Okay, so they've experienced like a regular college year. So here's Adam going to his freshman year, and now it's cut off short. I think I feel maybe like really bad for the freshmen, and then maybe the seniors who are graduating this year, maybe they're a close second. I don't know if it's, and they could either swap. I'm not sure which one is worse because they don't get graduation or anything now, but like freshmen, you're finally out of your parents' house. You're in your own dorm room, or you're like you said, you're adjusting to kind of just life on your own a little bit. And then you got to cut it short and come back home. Freshmen, I think are probably experiencing big differences.
He had the taste of independence and it was quickly taken away.
Yeah, absolutely.
They were having such a blast.
Oh, yeah.
I feel bad for the seniors in high school. No prom.
Yeah. You're right, Rick.
Yeah. Ray, what about you? How is Danny adjusting? And
you know, it's been really great. It's been great having the kids at home because, you know, Dan is up in St. Paul. So, you know, to get to see him for a length of time has really been a godsend.
Yeah.
You know, we really have been doing a lot of stuff as a family, you know, different things we'll do.
Killing stuff.
You know, killing stuff. No, we'll have like movie night. We'll have like movie night. We'll have like theme movies. So like right now we're going through all of the Avengers in chronological order. You know, I'm even trying some baking for the first time in a long time. So it's like, you know, kind of challenging yourself to do a few different things here. So
what have you baked recently that you haven't shared with us?
I did a rustic French apple tart.
That was actually, that's a kind of a coincidence because that was my name back in high school.
Apple tart?
No, rustic French. Rustic French, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought that was a cover band.
No, my high school band was called the Cheesy Beefs.
Seriously?
But for my kids, you know.
Praise back to talk.
They do get it.
What about me? Dan, were you in a band for real?
No, I was not.
What was the band name?
I just told you. My band name was...
Were you a cover band?
Cheesy Beefs.
Yes, we did. We did the Cheesy Beefs. We did all of Gloria Estefan stuff.
I thought it was a salute to Italian beef stands.
Yeah, totally. Ray, if you do movie night, you should probably consider like doing movies that are like talking about the end of the world. You know what I mean? That would just kind of give the kids a little precursor of what's to come, I think. Scare them a little bit?
I don't think... No, we want to watch Shaun of the Dead. It's Trisha who doesn't want to watch.
Oh, really? Jeez. Okay, so the whole principle behind the Move the Beans podcast is stories of ordinary habits that have extraordinary results. And so the principle behind is small disciplines done consistently lead to big results over time. So if you had to pick out like either one discipline that you're doing on a daily basis, one new thing that you're doing, or one thing that you realize that you have to develop better in order to have big results through this pandemic, through this change, through this time of adjustment, what is the one discipline that you're doing or that you kind of figured out that you need to be doing still? I know that's kind of a big question to kind of throw at you, but what is it? Do you kind of sense something that you need to be doing or that you started doing that is going to pay off, you think, in the long run? Something little.
I think you got to celebrate and appreciate the little things, the little positives.
Yeah.
And just build on that. You know, you could go on social media or media for that matter and just see, you know, 24/7 coronavirus, end of the world, everybody's dying. Or you can kind of pull it in, rein it in. And like I said, be thankful for everything you've got around you.
As a leader of a team, how do you implement that in your team? And do you have a moments where you, where you're kind of highlighting the good things, or how does that work out in your team?
Yeah, I mean, we still joke around and stuff. You got to keep things light, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, after all, we're making toys, you know?
Yeah, that's totally.
We're not making ventilators, at least yet.
Yeah.
You should get on that, Fredericks.
Yeah, okay.
Fredericks. Dave, how about you?
Time management. I'll be honest with you. It has really shown that I could be a much better manager of my time and really articulating the key projects that I need to accomplish over the course of a day. And as long as I have a detailed list in the beginning of the day, I can focus on it. And as I need to stop and refocus on something else as the day progresses, it forces me to get back to that list, look at when I can squeeze those tasks in and get them done. So
stop doing all those donut runs.
Right.
Yeah, totally. Now, do you think, and you would have never really realized that fully unless you weren't thrown into this position.
Yeah, no. I mean, we're in a position of organized chaos right now. So it's a lot of triage. So it's a little different than our standard business practices.
Yeah. Yeah. Rick, how about you? What are you doing differently or realize that you have to do differently kind of through this season?
I guess the biggest thing for me to realize is that I shouldn't have taken a lot of things for granted. I mean, just watching what's going on with the panic in people. You go to the store, and I mean, to this day, I had to go to Jewel today for something, and there's still no toilet paper on the shelves. How can that be?
I was there too. Yeah, there's nothing.
That's the kind of stuff you take for granted. And also just, you know, just the socializing time we have with our friends and that, it's like, it's kind of gone away now for a couple of weeks. We talk on the phone every once in a while, but that's about it. But you really kind of appreciate the people you have around you. And now we don't have them for a while, and hopefully we'll get back to normal soon.
Are you about ready to cry?
Kinda.
No, but I think Rick touched on a very important note. I mean, I think the three of us, sans you, Dan, have been together with a pretty tight clique of guys. We're all hanging out, doing things together, and with our wives, of course. And we find now that trying to be able to do that, doing that period, just can't work. And you miss that. You miss that social engagement, that social interaction. And as Rick said, taking those things for granted, you think back of, wow, no, it was easy a week ago, or I should say 6 weeks ago, where we could call somebody up and say, hey, what are you doing? Let's go stop and, you know, have a quick bowl of chili at Bishop's, or let's go run to Home Depot and pick up something. You just can't do that anymore.
Yeah. So you just come to a realization that you know, we live a pretty connected life, and then we're kind of forced to be separated, and it's kind of blows our minds a little bit.
It's forcing us to connect in a different way that we probably would prefer not to.
Yeah, absolutely. Rick, what were you going to say, Rick?
I was just going to say, and we're reflecting on all this right now, and it's only been 2 weeks. We got another at least 4.5 weeks of this.
Oh, yeah.
Back to normal, at least.
Yeah.
So think about how stir crazy you guys are going to be then.
Yeah. Now, what do you find you find you guys yourself, or you need to do a little bit more, like, because I still try. I get up early. I try to get the health club like 6 days a week. I still try to get up early, but it's a lot different working out here. Do you find yourself trying to be more active or kind of set that time out, or how does it look differently, your schedule? What does that look like?
Well, I was going to the health corps probably 3 or 4 nights a week before this all happened. And now, the only workout I'm getting now is I do a lot more walking now.
Yeah. How about you guys, Dave, Ray?
I would say I walk a little bit more, probably not enough as I should. I did find the other day that a walk in the middle of the day after a stressful call was very helpful.
Just to kind of get out of your little home office and get out and do something different. Yeah.
I did a quick walk around the block, and that was refreshing, to say the least.
Are a lot of people out at that time?
No, not middle of the day.
No, not at all, huh? No.
Just all my kids' friends are out. That's it.
Yeah.
As your kid is like looking out the window playing piano like Barry Manilow. Ray, what about you? Anything like personally? Are you developing some habits that you need to? Because like you were walking and kind of like trying to get on the exercise, you know, road there.
I mean, I walk the dog. It's good to get out, walk the dog. That's about it.
Is that code for something, or you literally walk the dog?
I walk the dog.
Okay, good.
Nothing
okay.
behind it.
Or in front of it.
Or in front. You usually, well, you should be by the side of the dog, right? The dog should be like even with you. Totally. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. So what else? I mean, it's just kind of this weird thing that, like, you know, we grew up with the kind of the same generation. We never really had to deal with anything like this before. Has anything surprised you about society, people in society, culture? We look at these videos, like maybe on social media, of just people acting up. Has anything surprised you, or do you kind of find some hope for humanity? You see some glimpses that, like, you know what, people are in general are pretty good through all this. Have you seen any signs of hope that, like, we're coming together as a human race?
I think there's good and bad in all of it, right?
Yeah.
You see people hoarding toilet paper, not being considerate of others. But then you see others, such as, you know, the medical profession, the doctors, the nurses, that are willing to risk their lives to help others live. I mean, so that's both ends of the spectrum, where you've got the totally selfish and then the unselfish to the nth degree. So,
yeah.
And good people, it brings out the best in them. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Do you feel, and we kind of touched on it before, just the whole idea of being disconnected from your friends a little bit. Are you guys more people, you know, like people, or do you like being kind of isolated and kind of a loner? What kind of personalities do you guys have?
I would say I'm kind of a people person sometimes, but most of the time, no.
No.
You're kidding me, Rick.
No, I love to socialize, and this is part of the problem. Yeah. This is part of what I was saying about taking things for granted.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we could always Zoom with our shirts off if you wanted to.
I would love to.
That'd be a pretty picture.
Yeah, totally, totally.
Should I just come in now, Dan, or do you want me to stay on the patio still?
You could come in, I guess. I mean, like, the door is deadbolted lock. So, I mean, you're going to have to find your own way in, but...
Side window.
Oh, he knows how to get in.
Was that part of the deal? Hey, be on my podcast. And did you say, yeah, but you got to let me in this time?
I do not believe that was part of the deal, was it?
I don't know. I don't think there was any set agreement or whatever. So I was looking at my WYBA record against all you guys, and I'm 26-2. I don't want to brag. I just want to kind of lay the facts out there.
Now, why would you bring that up?
Wins first, Dan.
What's that?
You're supposed to put the wins in front of the losses when you say that. <your record.
laughs> Oh, really? So I'm 2-26.
There you go.
Oh, okay. See, that makes a big difference, because that makes sense now, because I'm like, I only had two losses with these goofs. But I think that makes sense now. 2-26. Absolutely. Well, let's see. Well, I think it's just been, you know, as we kind of go through the hour, it's just been, I don't think I've sat here and talked to just guys for a long time, kind of like what we were talking about. We're kind of disconnected from everybody. Yeah. So it's been kind of cool. Not kind of cool. It's been cool. And thanks for being on here. So Ray, are you still with us?
Yeah.
Or your microphone is in and out? Oh, okay. You're here. Mm-hmm. Well, keep on making those toys. Dave, keep on selling the bags. And then Rick, just keep on speeding down the Eisenhower, I guess. Right?
I would love to.
Doing what you do. I went to the city this Sunday, and it took me like 12 minutes to get down there.
I'm telling you. Isn't that awesome?
District 6. It took me like 12 minutes to get to District 6 in and out.
Very
it would
cool.
have been better. It would have been better if Luke, it was actually all packed up. He didn't start packing his apartment until I got there.
Wow.
Which was a little annoying. So anyways, guys.
So he was ill-prepared for your arrival.
Yes, even though he had a week to kind of prepare, which is weird. But, you know, that's college living, I guess. Yeah, totally. Anyways, guys, thanks for being on.
Yeah.
Thanks for leading your teams, hanging out with your families, kind of adjusting during this worldwide pandemic. We're all adjusting, not only us four, but everybody who's listening. It's been a crazy time. It'll be continued to be a crazy time. And what I've been saying on like social media and just people talking to me in general, here's the three things I'm kind of always kind of responding with is wash your hands often, drink water regularly, and love always. If we kind of do that, take care of ourselves, and then take care of the people around us, and then take care of the people that we're doing life with in this crazy time, even though we don't know them personally, if you're kind of always showing that love, I think it's going to make this whole situation a little bit better. And then obviously think of the little things, the little habits that can give you extraordinary results. In other words, kind of move the beans in all areas of life. Do the little things, that are going to make you more successful in life, whether it's in a pandemic or not. As Ray, I hear, taking off his pants or a shirt or something going on there. So guys, thanks for being here. And you and the listening audience, take care and be well and be safe. And we'll see you guys next time. Bye-bye.